This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump has invited congressional leaders from both parties to the White House for a meeting Friday on how to end the government shutdown, which is about to enter its third week. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the invitation came after Democrats took control of the House on Thursday.
I now call the House to order on behalf of all of America's children.
Her grandkids and other children surrounded newly elected Speaker Nancy Pelosi as she ushered in a historically diverse group of representatives at what she calls a critical moment.
2 months ago, the American people spoke and demanded a new dawn,
saying they look to the beauty of the Constitution to provide checks and balances on power. The Senate remains under GOP control, but leader Mitch McConnell says there's room for big bipartisan work. House Democrats will decide what happens.
Good governance or political performance art.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, at the White House Thursday, President Trump congratulated Nancy Pelosi on her victory and said he hopes that he and Pelosi can work together. Backed by several members of the Border Patrol and Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers, the president said, however, he will not give up on a planned border wall with Mexico.
Without a wall, you cannot have border security. Without a very strong form of barrier, call it what you will, but without a wall, you cannot have border security. It won't work.
Trump has demanded more than $5.5 billion for a wall along the border, something congressional Democrats have said that they will not pass. Meanwhile, one quarter of the U.S. government remains shut down, with 800,000 federal employees either furloughed or working without pay. This is VOA News. The U.S. ambassador to Moscow spoke with an American formally charged in Russia on espionage charges Thursday. AP correspondent Rita Foley has details.
U.S. Ambassador John Huntsman says he met with Paul Whelan and offered his help and support, but he isn't revealing any details of what the two said to each other. Whelan is a corporate security expert who lives in Michigan. He did two tours of duty in Iraq as a Marine, but was convicted of larceny in 2008 and given a bad conduct discharge. His brother says Whelan had been to Russia several times for work and to visit friends, and he was in Moscow last week to help a fellow former Marine who was being married there. He was arrested and accused of espionage, but the Russians aren't saying anything more. Rita Foley, Washington.
Somalia's UN envoy is urging the United Nations not to interfere in his country's internal affairs. As VOA's Margaret Bashir reports, the request came 2 days after the federal government expelled Nicholas Haysom from his post, as the UN Secretary General's special representative.
The Somali federal government declared UN envoy Nicholas Haysom persona non grata on January 1st, ordering him to leave the country just 4 months after he took up his post as the UN Secretary General's special representative. The government is upset with Haysom for raising the case of Mukhtar Robo, a former al-Shabaab leader who has moved into politics and sought to participate in elections in the southwest state. Robo was banned from running by the national election body, but the local one said he could be a candidate. He was arrested last month and violent protests ensued. Council diplomats said UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is working behind the scenes to try to return Haysom to his post. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Election results in the Democratic Republic of Congo may be delayed because of a slow vote counting process. That's according to the head of the Electoral Commission. Cornel Nanga told reporters in Kinshasa Thursday that officials have collected only about 20% of the results from polling stations across the vast Central African country, which lacks a well-developed road network. He said the system of manually collecting and compiling vote totals is not helping the process. The commission is due to publish election results by Sunday, with Congo's new president set to be inaugurated on January 18th. Some bad news from tech giant Apple meant low prices on stock markets on Thursday, as Apple said sales of its devices had fallen sharply in China last month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell nearly 3%, while the S&P 500 dropped nearly 2.5%. The NASDAQ was off more than 3%. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.